When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class. We are black people. We are not dark-skinned white people. We need a nation of our own. There are five reasons that I can think of right now that explain why some individuals tell black people to take a reformist approach to gain an equality. The first reason, they have sold out to white supremacy. The second reason, they are cowards. The third reason, they are ignorant. They have not been properly exposed to black nationalism. The fourth reason, they are fools. And the fifth reason, they are mentally inept. You don't want to put your future in the hands of any individual who falls into either of those categories. In the previous class, I rejected three of the reasons people will say black nationalism is a flawed ideology. Reason number four and five follow. Number four, some individuals will say black nationalism is a flawed ideology because white people have the guns. Two points need to be made. Number one, if your enemy has the guns, then you know where to go to get them. The same guns that your enemy uses to fire at you can be used by you to fire at them. Number two, in white people's dealing with non-white peoples, it has never been the gun that decided the outcome of the hostilities. What decided the outcome was the treachery of white people, the failure of the attack people to understand who they were dealing with, and the tendency of non-white people to get tired of fighting and stop resistance. Whites had the guns in Haiti, but they lost. Whites had the gun in Korea, but they lost. Whites had the guns in Vietnam, but they lost. And white people had the guns against the Native Americans, but it wasn't the guns that defeated the red people. That rested in their failure to understand not only who white people were, but what they were. White powers got the guns, but their guns will not enable them to overcome their shortcomings when they come face to face with organized black people. Number five, individuals who take us for fools would also tell us the following. Before we can get to white people, we have to kill all of the Toms and black traitors first. Enough of that crap already. Black nationalists are not in the business of arousing the masses to the point where they riot or bust loose in fits of anger. That is the work of reactionaries. Black nationalists realize that the traitors will be dealt with in the process of dealing with the rest of our enemies. Black nationalism is process-rooted. Killing Uncle Tom Negroes in a frenzy will not bring about the ends we need. And stop acting like it's such a shame that there are Toms and traitors among us. Traitors, fools, and malcontents are in the midst of all groups of people. Remember Benedict Arnold? Remember Aaron Burr? Such traitors and naysayers are par for the course. All successful movements have to overcome that particular species of resistance. Others succeeded in so doing, and we will too. By the way, why do educated Negroes project the image of black people dying for freedom and self-determination in such a horrible light? If black people want equality and recognition of their human rights, why shouldn't they be willing to kill and die for them? Everyone else does. Palestinians with sticks and stones are fighting Israeli troops with high-technology weaponry. Africans use spears and poison darts against British bullets. But we, black people in the United States, are above doing that? Educated blacks, the dark white ones, want us to believe that because they are appealing to our emotions, not our intelligence. If it weren't for them miseducating us and giving us a warped impression of what we should be doing, we would be a lot better off right now. Be clear about this. Black nationalism can emerge out of an uprising, or it can be a process that terminates in a peaceful resolution or a war for national liberation. If black nationalism emerges out of an uprising, it will be because certain individuals were prepared to take advantage of a sudden release of energy. In the midst of such a release, they would teach the rebellers to clearly understand what they are rebelling against and produce a model of how to sustain that rebellious energy. The rebellers would, in effect, morph into black nationalists, and the rebellion would take on the traits of a war for national liberation. If I could choose, I would prefer a different process. That process would involve letting white America know that the time had come for us to assume control of our rightful share of North America. White America's response would determine whether what follows is a peaceful or other than peaceful process. How long will it take to establish black nationalist awareness and behavior among black people? If we could eliminate the agendas of fear and self-interest, it could be done in less than 5 years. But with cowardly and selfish Negroes prevailing, 500 years could pass, and we could still be just as bad off as we are now, or worse. White Power America is a trickster, and America has a lot of white and dark-skinned individuals running America's tricks down on black people. They can tell us the silliest of things because they know that our brainwashing will take us to damaging conclusions before we have even thought the issue through. But the truth can put you on the path to freedom, and the truth is that black nationalism is a viable option for black people. The truth is that black nationalism is the only option that can deliver equality to black people. The truth is that black nationalism has been distorted so much because white people know that black people will recognize it when we get a good look at it. In spite of appearances to the contrary, human history is not moving along at the speed of light. It is moving along at the speed of ignorance. Why? Because the people in power do not have the desire to move the human family along at a respectable pace. That is another reason why black people can jet onto the scene right now, progress immediately on our own terms, and quickly become a major international player. All we need to do is move along at the speed of audacious intelligence. At that speed, we can overcome our enemies and help build a world that black people feel comfortable with. Remember, we are black people. We are not dark-skinned white people. We need a nation of our own.